This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has affirmed that India's fight against terrorism has been unwavering and it will never stop. He said, whether the threat emerges from beyond borders or from within, our determination to crush it is absolute. The Prime Minister said Pakistan and the world have seen the power of India's daughters, Sindoor, and the unprecedented valour and courage of the BSF during Operation Sindoor. He said the enemy should understand that this is just one arrow in our quiver. He said, the enemy of the country in any form, be it terrorism or Naxalism, will be dealt with swiftly and decisively.
Operation Sindoor mein Bharat ki jo taakat dushman ne dekhi hai, lekin dushman samajh le, ye to hamare tarkas ka keval ek hi teer hai. Aatankwad ke khilaf Bharat ki ladai न रुकी है न थमी है. आतंक का फन अगर फिर उठेगा भारत उसे बिल से खींचकर कुचलने का काम करेगा.
Mr. Modi inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees in Karakat in Bihar this morning. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the double-engine government is continuously striving for the all-round development of Bihar. In this direction, it inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth thousands of crores of rupees today.
शांति, सुरक्षा, शिक्षा और विकास गांव-गांव तक बिना रुकावट के पहुंचेंगे. जब सुरक्षा और शांति आती है तभी विकास के नए रास्ते खुलते. यहां नीतीश जी के नेतृत्व में जब जंगल राज वाली सरकार की विदाई हुई तो बिहार भी प्रगति के मार्ग पर आगे बढ़ने लगा.
The Defense Ministry has approved Mini Ratna Category 1 status for Munitions India Limited, Armored Vehicles Nigam Limited and India Optel Limited. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated all three defense public sector undertakings on their transformation from government organizations into profit-making corporate entities within a short span of 3 years. He also expressed satisfaction with the initiatives taken by the management of MIL, AVNL and IOL to increase company turnover, maximize indigenization and meet other performance parameters required for the grant of Mini Ratna status. The Ministry of Defense in a statement said that the approval of Mini Ratna status will further empower these companies to achieve an accelerated growth trajectory and reach new heights in defense production and exports. President Draupadi Murmu today presented the National Florence Nightingale Awards 2025 to 15 nursing professionals at a function held in Rashtrapati Bhavan. The award has been given for their outstanding contribution in the field of nursing. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Jagat Prakash Nadda, Ministers for State, Anupriya Patel and Pratap Rao Jadhav were present on the occasion. The National Florence Nightingale Award had been instituted by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in the year 1973 as a mark of recognition for the meritorious services rendered by nurses and nursing professionals to society. The BJP today attacked the Congress, referring to the remarks of senior party leader Rahul Gandhi and Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy on Operation Sindoor. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra accused Congress leaders of lowering the morale of armed forces by making comments on the operation. He also termed Congress leader Jairam Ramesh's reported remarks that Indian MPs are roaming and terrorists are also roaming as irresponsible. He said the all-party parliamentary delegations are not on a tourist outing, but they are on a serious mission to represent India's position against terrorism on the international stage. And with that, we end this news bulletin.